My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 8:20, we will dive into Commanders versus Bucks, give you our picks. Scott Abraham, sports anchor for ABC7, will join us at 9 o'clock. But right now, joining us, as he does every Friday at this time, is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. They can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Happy Friday.
Doing well.
A little tired because a couple of us stayed up and watched the whole game last night, which came down to the last play.
Plateau. You know, it's funny you're talking about being a little bit tired. While you were doing all the corporate reads, I was thinking that you guys get up like 4:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
4:20,
yeah, some earlier.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, no, that's really tough. That's really tough.
That's why I went to bed actually right before.
That's why I only watched the first quarter, John.
A couple of us
stayed up.
But Jason, by the way, condolences on Virginia Tech. I watched a lot of that game.
Yeah, I was there, and it was terrible.
I know you were, and I, you know, it looked like they were going to win when they came from 17-0 down to lead, and then they end up losing in overtime. That's a tough loss.
It was a tough loss, and they looked like a JV team in the first half. They looked like
they looked awful.
No enthusiasm.
They made Vanderbilt look like Georgia.
Yep, they did.
Has the line dropped at all for the Marshall game, or is it still? Are they still heavily favored?
They're a heavy favorite. Yeah.
Does Marshall have the same cast?
Marshall can be dangerous.
Yeah, did they have the same cast they had last year? Or
no, their running back who killed Virginia Tech last year had 180 yards.
Yeah,
as he graduated.
He's gone.
Yeah,
okay.
And they have a different quarterback too, so they should beat Marshall. It's a home game. I mean,
they should be pissed off.
Yes, the next three are Marshall, Old Dominion on the road, which won't be easy, in my opinion. Then Rutgers at home. So then they play Miami at Miami. So they got if they want to have a decent season, they got to win the next three.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, I digressed. I apologize.
It's all good. By the way, big match. I'm rooting hard. I assume you are, too, for Tiafo tonight. What do you expect? He's played amazing tennis.
You like Tiafo better than Fritz?
Yeah, I don't dislike Tiafo at all. I don't dislike Fritz at all. I know the crowd will be for Tiafo. It'll be a good story. If he were to win, not only because it's been 21 years since an American won, but more than that, it's been, 56 years since Arthur Ashe won. And, you know, a black American winning, I know it'd be a bigger deal in D.C. because he's from College Park, But either way, an American winning for the first time in 21 years would be a very big deal, because not only has an American not won, I don't think an American's been in a final since Andy Roddick at Wimbledon in 2009. Hmm. So it's been a long dry spell. When I was covering tennis, Americans dominated. I mean, it started with Ash, really. And then Connors and McEnroe and Sampras and Courier and Agassi, Chang. I mean, there were so many really good American players, and then nothing for most of 20 years.
What's the reason for the downfall? Is it just less participation?
Nobody knows. I mean, it's a very interesting question, because, you know, the USTA has thrown all sorts of money at it. They hired coaches to work with younger players. And, you know, the McEnroe brothers have had an academy on Randall's Island for years to try to discover young players. And for years, nothing happened. And now in the last 2 or 3 years, 4 years, several Americans have gotten good but not great. Mm. And you're not great until you win a major. And so Tiafoe has a chance for sure. Fritz has a chance. But they're going to have to probably have to beat Sinner in the final if they get there. So it's still going to be tough for an American to win.
What are you thinking about?
Although Sinner will feel like he's playing in Cameron Indoor Stadium if he plays one of those guys in the final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
What are you thinking about Pegula and Sabalenka tomorrow in the women's
final? Yeah, you know, Sabalenka was a finalist last year, lost to Coco Gauff. And she's a big, strong woman.
Yep.
That's tough Jason to be. Mike. I'd love to see Pegula win. See, Pegula I will really root for, because she's a unique story. Mm-hmm. Not that many great players, and again, she hasn't won a major yet. This is her first final. This is her first semi when she beat Swiatek the other night. But you know, her parents own the Buffalo Bills,
mm-hmm. right?
And so she's from a lot of money.
Yeah, the Sabres too, right?
I think the Sabres too.
I think they were both teams.
The hunger.
Yeah.
Right.
So she's an interesting story.
You know,
and she's 30 years old and making her first final. That's old at 10.
That is, yeah.
I know you wrote about the, like for golf nerds, the big debate about Xander and Scheffler. Xander has the two majors. Scheffler's won a million times, won tour
seven wins,
all that.
Gold medal.
All that stuff. I kind of lean towards the two majors, but, you know, where do you stand on that, John?
Well, normally, as I wrote in the column, the two majors, that's it. Debate's over. There's no debate.
Yeah.
But Scheffler had such a great year and won an Olympic gold medal, which to me is sort of – I'm not big on Olympic golf, as you guys know, but that's a different kind of pressure trying to win in the Olympics than it is trying to win at, you know, John Deere. So I put that into the equation, and I came out pretty damn close to – now, Scheffler's going to win. Don't misunderstand me. Scheffler will win the award – because most players have not won a major.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't understand how tough it is to win a major. And they don't want to credit majors over regular tournaments. I mean, I've had this conversation with a lot of players. And most players who've won a major will tell you, if you win a major, it's worth 10 times financially and 10 times in terms of legacy over a regular tournament. And that's how I sort of graded it out and came out with, like you said, Schauffele by an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And if Scheffler wins, as he will, I'm not going to be upset. There have been years where guys who won like five regular tournaments won Player of the Year over someone who'd won a major and two others or something like that. And that bothered me, because it showed me that the players vote. Didn't really appreciate the importance of a major, or weren't willing to concede the importance of a major. And Brandel Chambly said to me one time that winning a regular tournament was probably worth $3 million to a player.
Mm-hmm.
Winning a major was probably worth $30 million to a player.
Probably true.
10-1.
Yeah.
And that's where I've always stood. But Scheffler had such a uniquely great year that if he wins, I'm not going to be upset. By the way, what did upset me, as I mentioned in the column, were mid-year people comparing his six wins and one major to Tiger Woods 2000.
Hmm.
Tiger Woods won three majors in 2000.
Yeah, yeah.
Not two, three. No. And then he won the Masters to start the next year. Every time I hear someone compare a player in any way to Tiger, it bothers me because it's not fair to the player.
Mm-hmm.
Scheffler's terrific. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. But he ain't Tiger Woods. Nobody is.
And what else is amazing about Shoffley, and I think we've talked about this, is he hasn't missed a cut since. Now, he had a withdrawal. All right, but that's not considered a miscut.
Right.
He had a miscut at the Masters in 2022. That's the last time he missed a cut. I don't know how many tournaments that is, you know, 40-some, 50-some.
Right.
I mean, to make the game look that easy is unbelievable.
Right. No, it is. And again, I think Tiger at one point had a streak of 83.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Straight tournaments in which he didn't miss a cut.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Shoffley's been unbelievably consistent. I mean, the two majors he didn't win this year, he finished second and seventh.
Yep.
You know, so that's amazing consistency. But then again, Scheffler this year, if we're talking about player of the year, was in the top 10, like 17 tournaments out of 19. I don't know the exact number, but he was remarkably consistent too. And we'll never know, you know, what would have happened in Louisville if those cops hadn't gone crazy.
Hmm. Right. Switching gears here just for a moment. The NFL season kicked off last night. The Ravens literally, you know, lose by a hair there. I mean, who knows what would have happened if they'd gone for two. But you want to make any sort of proclamations? I know you're not big on predictions, but you got any thoughts on the Commanders this season? Can they surprise people? Do you think that it's going to be a rematch, the Ravens and Chiefs, later in the postseason? Like, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, that's a real good question. The significant thing about last night was if they finish with identical records and mm-hmm. play in the playoffs, that KC gets home field based on the head-to-head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the real significance of that outcome. But I almost feel like the Commanders aren't going to be a surprise because so many people are picking them for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a
really?
Wild card. And, well, you know, we don't know what the NFC East is going to be. I mean, I'll be interested in the Packers and Eagles today to see if the Eagles can turn around. I'll tell you one proclamation. If the Eagles aren't like 6-1 near midseason, Nick Sirianni is going to get fired.
Ooh.
Because you can't have a situation where a coach and a quarterback aren't talking to each other. You just can't have that. Now, if you win games.
Is that still happening?
Sorry?
There's definitely friction
That's
there.
Still happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's out in public. It's not like people are saying sources say the locker room. It's out in public. And
well, that's untenable.
Nick Sirianni, to me, is on the hottest seat of any coach. You know, they have all these stories on the internet. Which five coaches are on the hottest seat? Well, Sirianni's on the hottest seat, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are going to stink. And the Cowboys, we just don't know. I mean, they won 12 games the last 3 years, but their offseason was a mess. And every time Jerry Jones opens his mouth, people look at each other and go, huh?
Yeah.
What did he say? Did he say the other day he was the best general manager in football? I think he did.
I didn't hear that, but
all
maybe.
All those trophies lined up since 1996.
Right.
And so I think the Commanders, they've got a very reasonable schedule. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be good right from the get-go, the same way Robert Griffin was. Now, you hope that Jaden Daniels doesn't get hurt at some point and he and his father and the team don't handle things as poorly as Griffin did, which ruined his career. But he's got that kind of potential. I think the media's been a little bit overboard in D.C. I mean, they've practically got him in the Hall of Fame already. But I think he's got the potential to be very good. And if they can design enough plays to keep him away from the pass rush with the offensive line, I think they have a chance to win 9 games.
John, if he has...
I'm not saying they're going to, but they have a chance to.
If,
9 games will usually get you in the playoffs.
If Jaden has a debut anything like Roberts in New Orleans, this town will be on fire on Monday.
I think Porky Pig.
You probably should.
No, you're right about that. And I remember writing after that game in New Orleans that we all thought Robert Griffin III had the potential to be in the Hall of Fame someday. He's there. He was that good in that game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he was terrific for most of, you know, he had some injury issues, minor injury issues. But he was terrific for most of that season. What did they finish? 11-5 or 10-6? I can't remember.
I think it was 10.
But they won. Yeah, they won the division, and then that Seattle game was a turning point in the franchise.
Yeah.
Not just because of the loss, but because Griffin got hurt and they didn't get him out of the game.
Yeah, that's for Shanny. You should have turned to Kirk Cousins there. Just didn't. But you can't change
right.
history at that
exactly.
point.
I mean, he was hurt in, I think it was the first quarter, not the second, and he was limping, and he was having trouble getting down to get snaps. And right, Kirk Cousins should have been in that game much earlier.
They were 10-6.
How does John Feinstein consume an NFL Sunday? Or do you have Red Zone? What do you do?
Well, no, I do have Red Zone, actually.
You do?
I have Red Zone in the new house. Basically, I just, if the Ravens are on, which they usually are, I watch them. They're still in the team that I follow the most, along with the Jets. I usually don't watch Washington. I really don't. I'll watch the fourth quarter if it's a good game. But I watch the 1 o'clock game. I watch the 4 o'clock game. I watch Carrie Underwood, and I go to bed.
So you started off mentioning Virginia Tech and college football. And just to touch on one college football topic with you, Clemson got destroyed in their opener.
Yeah.
And their head coach is adamant. He's anti-transfer portal. But, you know, there was a time when Coach K was anti the one-and-done guys.
He
eventually changed. What do you think happens here with Clemson and Dabo?
Well, I think that's a very good analogy because Mike wasn't going to get fired. Dabo should not get fired. For crying out loud, he should be in the Hall of Fame and won 2 national championships. He's won. He's been to 4 championship games, and he made Clemson. Clemson was mediocre, remember, when he took over.
Totally.
And he made him into one of the national powers. And Krzyzewski, you're right. He, from 2005 to 2010, he refused to recruit. Excuse me. Major sneeze.
Yawning in the middle.
That was a sneezy sneeze.
He refused to recruit any one-and-dones. And North Carolina won 2 national championships, and they didn't go past the Sweet 16. And he turned around, like you said. Kyrie Irving was the first. And then he recruited a whole bunch of one-and-dones. I admire Dabo for what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving his freshmen a chance to develop and not have somebody come in as a junior and take their spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw something in the paper the other day that Clemson's gone from at or near the bottom of the ACC in graduation rate to the top.
Right.
Clemson and Duke. And so I admire what he's trying to do. I just think he may have to reconsider after this season because they look terrible. Now, Georgia's great. But Clemson's not supposed to lose to anybody 34-3.
Right.
So we'll see how this season goes and then see if he can or will dig in his heels or if he's going to have to adapt.
Yeah.
Great coaches adapt. People often ask me, you know, how would Bob Knight have done in 2010? He couldn't have coached the way he coached in 1980, that's for sure. He would have had to change his approach, the way he dealt with players, the way he dealt with recruiting. But I think he would have, because his desire to win was so great that he would have adapted rather than dig in his heels and get his butt kicked.
All right, John. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the college football and the NFL opening weekend.
Yep, Mids are 1-0, guys.
Yes, they are. They were impressive.
Right. Yeah,
and they have a winnable game tomorrow against Temple. So we'll see.
Good. Nice. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Yep. Yep.
It's John Feinstein, bestselling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom, where they can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. Get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we tackle Commanders versus Bucks. Who do you think wins? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can reach us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to a Football Friday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. You're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Line at 800-636-1067 as we get prepared for Jaden Daniels' NFL debut in Tampa. 4:25 kick. The anticipation is building.
Can you believe it's here?
Building.
So we went through our season predictions earlier this week, and Cakes has them as a 10-win team.
I do.
I'm not as high on the Commanders, although heading into the offseason, I said there's going to be a Houston Texans-like team, but going through the schedule was hard for me to put the
Even
Commanders.
Even though the schedule is like the sixth easiest.
It is.
Seventh easiest.
I understand all those factors. I just don't think they're going to jump that high. And I think they're going to lose on Sunday. I think they're going to lose in Tampa. I think Tampa's getting disrespected a lot. They were a playoff team. Baker had almost 30 touchdown passes last year, limited his interceptions to 10. I know that he loses his offensive coordinator, but what's the biggest weakness on the Commanders? Arguably, it's the secondary.
Yeah.
And Tampa's got a pretty good passing game, a receiver who has dominated the Commanders in the past, and Mike Evans. He's not hurt yet, as far as I know.
Not yet.
They've got Godwin. They drafted somebody in the third round who they're high on.
Yep, McMillan.
I just think it's going to be tough to stop the passing game. I don't know what to expect offensively from Washington. Jaden Daniels had a great ball to De'Ami Brown, and people spoke super high on him. But a lot of rookies struggle. That is the general path of rookie quarterbacks. You know, I brought up Josh Allen, who is one of the best players in the league, in the conversation for MVP every year. His rookie season, he struggled. Bryce Young struggled last year. Not everybody has a C.J. Stroud or Justin Herbert rookie season. Maybe Jaden Daniels will have it. I'm not convinced yet. I'm not willing to go out on a limb yet. So I think that Tampa playoff team at home takes care of business. I like them to win in a pretty high scoring affair, 31-24.
I think what's being undersold in this is, yes, we know that the Commanders secondary is leaky. It's shaky. It has holes. So does Tampa's. They traded away one of their top corners in Carlton Davis. Now, they do have Antoine Winfield, and Jamel Dean got elevated to, I guess, the number two corner status. But they have a couple of other guys who are shaky. They've got a rookie starting in, as the slot corner. So I think there are going to be opportunities there for Jaden to take advantage of a secondary where they're not as bad as Washington's, but they're not very good. They're not a highly ranked unit. So I think that's a good opportunity for Jaden. This is about as soft a landing spot as you can find for a week one debut for a rookie quarterback.
I just think it's, yeah, I mean, you're not playing at Baltimore at Philly to week one, but it's still the real deal now. All right. Mm-hmm. And I can't go out and say, all right, from the 9 minutes I saw of Jaden Daniels in the preseason, that I'm convinced that he's going to go out there for 60 minutes and ball out. I just got to see it first. I'm not saying it can't happen.
Yeah.
But you're now going on the road, week one as a rookie, whole new roster, whole new coaching staff. All right, Tampa Bay Bucks aren't great, but like you guys pointed out, they got some pretty good players, certainly offensively.
Yeah.
And they've got a veteran quarterback, and it's a road game. I just don't think it's easy for a rookie QB to go on the road in week one. This game was at home, I might change my team a little bit.
I don't think it's going to be easy, but I think Jaden Daniels has an above average chance of performing well.
He might
in his debut.
He might. I just have to see it first.
Yeah.
So I am picking Tampa, not as in a high scoring game. I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as JP thinks. I think it's going to be a 23-16, 23-17 type of game.
The number's 44 or 43 and a half.
Yeah. It might be right around that number. I just don't see it being in the 50s. But I kind of have to see it first because I just didn't see enough in the preseason.
Well, you know me. I disrespect the Bucks.
I know you do.
I have little regard for them. Baker is a journeyman who has moments. I actually get a kick out of him when he plays well. I think the home field advantage, you know, unless you're in Lambeau or Kansas City or Seattle, maybe Baltimore, I don't know how big a deal that is in Tampa. Mm-hmm. Do I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have some sort of big home field advantage? I do not. So
they've won the NFC South three straight times, though. They've had recent success.
They're fine. Whatever.
Two of those were Brady.
Yep.
I think that Jaden's seen it all.
Yep.
55 games in college he started. I think Cliff Kingsbury can't wait to see what this kid can do with his offense. I think they're going to unveil all kinds of things. I agree with JP. I said it all week. I think it's going to be an over. I think they'll score a lot of points.
Yeah.
Certainly Tampa can win. They're a more proven team. But I just kind of like our chances. I just think it's going to be a star turn for Jaden Daniels, and I don't expect him to flop in week one.
I think the 44 points or 43 and a half is way too low. We know that Cliff Kingsbury led offenses play at a fast pace. They played at a super fast pace when he was in Arizona. Why would he change that up now? Right. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to throw the ball like the same rate as Eric Bieniemy did when he was here. He's not going to do that. He's not going to put Jaden in that sort of precarious situation. But I think this game could easily get into the 50s.
I think it could too. I think they're going to score a lot of points. And remember, we haven't seen, just like the Ravens, we haven't seen Austin Eckler in the preseason.
It'll be interesting to see how they use him.
They haven't seen Zach Ertz in the preseason.
Right.
We haven't really seen them do much with Jaden as far as like using his legs.
But even if I give you all those offensive things and say they're favorable for Washington, I don't see them slowing down Tampa. I just went to the playoffs of last season. Baker threw 6 touchdown passes in 2 playoff games.
Right.
He went for 350 yards against Detroit. Now, that wasn't a loss. He did have 2 interceptions in that game. But he went for over 300 against the Eagles. Now, the Eagles were cratering last year. I think Baker, early part of Baker's career, this is my guess. I mean, all we're doing is guessing. Early part of his career, yo-yo, right? One good year, one bad year, one good year, one bad year. I think he's matured. I think he's going to be in a comfortable spot. I think he's going to have another good, solid year. He's not an elite quarterback, but I think he's, you know, maybe tickling that Kirk Cousins class.
Oh,
That's no. I think that's a bridge. That's the bridge too far.
I can't go there yet.
He had 28 touchdowns and only 10 picks last year.
I did it once.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But
Kirk does that.
He didn't just do it once.
You do it again, and then okay, I'll say maybe.
He's done it about 3 years of his career.
Maybe I'll lean in your direction.
I think we have a sneaky shootout potentially brewing.
I agree with you,
in
Cakes.
Tampa Bay this weekend.
All right, give me your score, because I'm in at 31-24 Tampa.
I have the Commanders getting to 10 wins, and for them to get to 10, this is one of the 10 that they need. I have the Commanders pulling the upset, 28-24. That's an over, too. Into the 50s.
Man, can you imagine this town if that happened? That guy across the table, I don't know if you could contain him.
No, I can't. I mean, I'm
predicting. You might need a straitjacket. I mean,
putting a gun to my head, I'm going to predict a dub.
All right, Bish Bucks, give me your official score.
23-17 Tampa.
Ooh, that's an under.
Yeah. I don't see a shootout like you guys see. I just don't think it's going to be that easy for this offense to just go up and down the field in the first game.
But if Cliff Kingsbury plays at pace and the Bucks are scoring, it's going to evolve into a shootout.
Okay.
Pew, pew.
But if it goes into a shootout, I don't think Commanders can hold up to that offense.
Maybe not.
Not with those receivers. I don't know who the defense coordinator is for Tampa, but if I'm him, mm-hmm. I'm doing everything in my power. I'm taking Terry McLaurin out of the passing game, and I'm making Daniels hit those other guys who are on.
He's going to hit Ertz. He's going to hit Eckler.
That's fine.
He's going to hit Robinson.
That's what I'm making him do.
Oz for a couple. You hit other guys. It doesn't have to always be your number two threat. Doesn't have to always be the two receiver.
I'm just going to take their number one receiving
threat. I know, but you want playmakers.
Threat.
You don't think Austin Eckler's a playmaker if he's healthy?
Of course. I bet that he was going to have more yards than Brian Robinson. But with the receivers, I don't know if they have enough explosive guys. Like watching the game last night, I know Kansas City's got explosive guys.
Right. Well, they're different. I mean, we're not that.
Washington's got one guy in Terry McLaurin. I don't know anything about any of these other guys.
Now, they do.
Haven't done anything.
They do. I'm going to get mocked for this. They have a potentially explosive guy in De'Ami Brown. If they're able to harness that and use that and use the deep ball, I mean, we saw what he did in a very small sample size when Carson Wentz hit him with the long balls against Tennessee, I believe.
He had a long catch in the preseason.
So
it's just hard for me to bet on a guy who has, I think, maxed out at 12 catches in a season.
Very shaky career. I understand.
I mean, despite him supposedly having a great preseason, mm-hmm. at the last minute, they went out and got Noah Brown, and they slid De'Ami Brown down on the depth chart to where he's always been.
Right.
But I don't think they elevated Noah Brown.
Yeah, they're still searching for that number two guy to kind of step forward.
I mean, they actually elevated Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah, I know. My point is that I can't have confidence in De'Ami Brown that they keep him deep on the depth chart.
Listen, they had the 1 year or 2 years, however long Randy Moss was there, and certainly Gronk is the X factor that no one could really defend. But Brady never had elite receivers on the whole. He made his receivers great. He made Welker, all those guys. He made them great. They weren't great. He made them great. Amendola, all those guys.
I mean, Welker thrived. Now, he played with another great quarterback in Peyton Manning, but right, I think Welker's a really good player. I think Edelman, a really good receiver.
So do I. But Brady made them stars. So I don't think you have to have these. Like, you don't have to have John Taylor, Jerry Rice. You don't have to have Lynn Swan. And I'm going old.
I know.
Lynn Swan and
John Stoller. No, but you know what? They could have, Pierre Garçon was a proven number two receiver. It was solid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they even have solid.
Doesn't matter. Not if the other guys fill in and step up.
Okay. You're of a different opinion. I don't think their receivers are good enough.
I think they can cobble together a number two receiver between De'Ami Brown.
I agree with that. Committee. They do running backs by committee. Why can't you do receivers?
Just cobble it together.
Yeah, somehow.
That's what they do with running backs.
Well, Tampa doesn't have to cobble anything. They've got the best offensive player.
They got Mike Evans,
on the
who's
field.
A super stud.
They also have an up and down quarterback. I'm going to predict this, and you guys can bet me. Baker Mayfield's going to throw one interception at least. We're going to pressure the guy into one, and hopefully we capitalize on it. He will turn the ball over.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah,
I would probably agree with that. Last season,
only 10 picks.
He's going to turn it over. Bet me. He's going to turn it over. With Joe Witt and those guys, I'm telling you, this defense is going to be different. They might give up points, but they're going to pressure. They're going to take chances, and Baker's going to screw up at least once. Well, because he's Baker.
The rookie is going to screw up a few times, too.
Forbes?
No, the rookie.
Oh, Jaden.
Yeah. That's maybe. Okay. You expect some bumps from a rookie.
Maybe.
But you know what else
I
expect?
He hasn't proven he's as up and down as Baker.
All right, EB, you're taking the Commanders, because we'll put this up on our Instagram page. Give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio. What's your official score?
I mean, I'd like to go.
He thinks it's an over.
I definitely think it's an over. I'll just do very similar to Kate. I'll do 27-24. I think both teams are going to score. And I just hope we're on the right side of it. It'll be like a prayer.
I might have to tease the total down, go over, and add the points to the comms.
I'm not suggesting we're going to smoke them, not by any stretch. I'm suggesting we're going to be in it late in the fourth quarter, and I hope we steal it. And I'm going to bet that Jaden's going to have a star turn in week one.
I think Baker could throw an interception for sure. He limited it last year. And I prefaced it by saying he's been up and down his career. He's had three good seasons. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, he's had three seasons with 26 touchdowns or more with low interceptions in three seasons. I don't know if the Commanders are going to get to him. We'll see. They bring in Dorrance Armstrong. They've got Farrell.
You need Jamin Davis to be an impact player
in this game.
They've
got Dante Fowler. Yep. I mean, these guys are all, you know, to use a basketball term, they're all role players.
There's a lot of there's reclamation projects here.
Right.
That they're hoping to increase their numbers, give them bigger roles, see if they produce some results.
And I believe Tampa has one of the best offensive linemen in the game. I think the highest paid offensive lineman at tackle. I don't know about the rest of their offensive line, but if Washington can win, I'll be impressed.
I think Mike Evans is going to be, I think he's going to have a really big day.
800-636-1067.
And they also drafted the kid McMillan out of Washington,
yeah,
who in the preseason was making a lot of catches.
He was good enough where they bumped Godwin into the slot.
Correct.
And he's starting opposite Mike Evans.
I'm so banking a lot of this on having a completely different defense, more aggressive defense,
right,
than whatever those turds were doing last year. Exactly. I hate all those coaches. Did I ever tell you how much I hate that staff?
You got us through multiple times.
Guys are just clocking checks, mailing it in. Losers.
800-636-1067 if you're going to chime in. Talking Commanders week one matchup against Tampa Bay.
Believe we're going to do a quick impromptu version of Hit or Hating.
Nice.
Here with some brand new music that's been put out within the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to learn brand new music, which may not be brand new.
Okay.
So I drive carpool Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Okay. Yep.
Those are my pickup days. And it's at least two, sometimes three, 7 or 8 year olds.
Right.
All right. So my daughter is a second grader, but the other two are third graders, so they're 8. And I get requests.
Oh, I can only imagine how bad the requests are.
Sometimes it's like modern new music.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we have today?
Valdez is going to play. This is a ditty from a pretty famous band. I want Jason to be able to hear it. He's coming back in the studio right now. We're going to do some hit or hurting impromptu. Not going to tell you who the band is. Right. It's going to play the song and get everybody's reaction.
I only wanted to be part of.
You guys can listen to it for a few more seconds. Do you know who the band is? Can you identify the band?
Sounds familiar.
Only because I saw it on the outline.
Okay. But,
I mean, I
saw it, and I think I might have been able to identify it.
I do like the song.
Yeah. You care to take a guess for the band?
I have no idea.
It is the newly reformed Linkin Park.
So this is not like AI or anything.
No, it's like a new addition to the band.
You know what? It sounded like Linkin Park, but I didn't want to guess Linkin Park because I didn't realize they had replaced the singer.
Well, her name is Emily Armstrong, and that's her singing Chester Bennington parts. And I think she sounds amazing.
Well, you love female singers. I like this song a lot better than the new one.
That's okay.
The new one I didn't really like.
The new one was called The Emptiness Machine. That was the song that Valdez played that is a new release from Linkin Park.
I like that song.
But I think she's a great fit.
Just a totally different vibe, though, with this. Also, keep in mind, this is a live performance, too, so there's no studio sweeteners.
She does sound a lot like him.
Now, Shinoda still does a lot of the singing, too, but she comes in and does the Chester
doesn't
parts.
Doesn't he more like rap than he does sing?
Yeah. I like it. I think it's a cool twist on the Linkin Park.
I like it.
People are divided online about it. I think it's a great kind of new addition. Paying homage to Chester. It's a good sound.
What's her background?
She was in a band called Dead Sarah. I don't know anything about them.
Linkin Park is probably in my top five bands of all time. Yeah. I love Linkin Park.
Yeah, Drab came in before.
I don't know that I love the new song. Can you play the new one again?
Drab came in. We were talking about it like 2 hours ago, and he's like, "Are they going to play arenas like next year? Because they're going to do a few select dates in 2024, and then they're going to have like this huge world tour in 2025." And from what I read about it, they're not doing arenas, stadiums. Like the appetite for Linkin Park has been so huge.
How do they know that? That's what my question was about Oasis. How does everybody know what the appetite is?
Live Nation and all the promoters, they just know.
They announced a six-city tour, and it looks like they're arenas. The Kia Forum, Barclays Center, the O2 in London. Those are basketball arenas.
Right.
But it made me laugh because Jason was pondering last week if anybody would actually buy Oasis tickets.
No, I was.
I knew they were going to buy.
I know they're popular, but I was like, how can you assume they're going to sell out stadiums? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
I knew they were going to sell over there. Over here, different story, but over in England.
I'm not saying they're not huge.
Yeah.
It's just that when a band goes away for 20 years or whatever, how do you know that appetite is still there? I guess these guys know.
Yeah.
I mean, I defer to them.
Oh, but also, every once in a while, they're wrong and concerts get canceled.
Right. Right.
Right. You talked about that in Entertainment Page a few weeks ago, that J-Lo canceled her tour, and I can't remember who else canceled their tour.
Katy Perry's kind of falling apart, like a lot of people's.
I'm going to guess.
That's why I just don't know how
they know. I'm just going to guess if Linkin Park gets booked to play Northwest Stadium in, let's just say, a year from now, September 2025. I mean, they may not sell it out, but there'll be 50,000 people there.
Yeah.
It'll be close.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that song you just played?
The Emptiness Machine is the new track.
Kind of digging that.
The new single.
It is it gives you a different perspective. It just does when you have a female. But I think that's cool because it's not like you're trying to completely imitate and dupe people. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah. So it is cool.
And she doesn't sound exactly like him, but she sounds pretty similar to his range and the way he sings.
Well, that's the other thing. You don't have that many dudes on a planet that can sing like that.
And I'm just a big mark for female singers.
Yeah, whatever happened to Evanescence? Yeah. Are they still a thing?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure they'll get tour if they want.
Hey, Linkin Park with a female singer, better than no Linkin Park at all.
I agree.
So By the way, yeah, of course.
Dare I ask the sexist question, sort of, what does she look like?
She's cute.
Is that right?
Tall blonde.
Yeah. She's not like a pig or anything.
No.
I'm just asking. I'm sorry I asked. I guess I shouldn't ask these things.
Not a pig.
I did see that she was getting attacked this morning. They found out last night that she's a Scientologist, and she wrote a letter in support of the guy from the 70s show at the trial.
Masterson.
Yeah, so people already ricked her.
Okay.
Well, it ain't a great look.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I don't care about her religion. I don't care about her political views.
I just want to. Yeah,
can she just belt them out? Can she sing? And she sounds like she's delivering the goods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if she's into Scientology.
That's a curveball that it's a female.
Hit.
So they're going to put out
mild.
So they're going to put out.
Yeah, they have a whole new album.
Music.
They have a new album. I think it's something zero.
From zero. Comes out November 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Sized. new Linkin Park. But the thing is, a good thing.
But their genre of music isn't popular like it.
It's popular with me.
It's nostalgia. I'm playing the nostalgia.
Right. All that stuff's popular with you though. That era. I mean, it doesn't. get a lot of run
the new
anymore.
Metal era.
I'm butt sized for her to go remake Hybrid Theory.
Oh, the remasters?
Yeah, do a whole remaster. Sized. I mean,
we had John DePompa on like a month ago, and he said when he saw Limp Bizkit, it was the best concert like he'd ever seen.
Well, Limp Bizkit should come out. Are they coming out with new stuff or no?
I mean, I don't know. They're still touring. I don't know if they have new material or not.
I mean, Fred Durst got goofed on, but that dude is kind of a genius.
He's a survivor.
Like this sort of marketing and just the whole thing, you know?
They're still packing big rooms.
He's not some sort of genius singer.
Yeah.
But he's probably a marketing genius.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll get back into the Commanders. Scott Abraham, sports director, anchor for ABC7, joins us as we preview Bucks Commanders Week 1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.